So let's say you run into a random person at a random place, and this random person asks you, "Oh, so can you teach me like how to pray to Jesus?" And you know, how do you? What's your answer? There's many different types of prayers. Maybe you want to share with this person your favorite way to pray. Maybe some of you pray the rosary. Maybe it's a divine mercy. Maybe it's just meditating. Maybe it's adoration. Maybe it's reading the gospel. Whatever it is, maybe you want to share with this person your favorite way to pray. But the gospel presents the same question as the disciples ask, "Master, teach us how to pray." And Jesus says, "When you pray, say, Our Father, the Lord's Prayer," right? And if you kind of dissect the Lord's Prayer, kind of think about it, it has all the ingredients of what a prayer should include. Element of thanksgiving, element of recognizing God's name, God's power, asking for what we need, and deliverance from temptation or evil. But I also think because we have been given this prayer, we're kind of like, how do I say, like that's all we do. You know, as in, if somebody asks you to pray, like in a family gathering or for Thanksgiving, is there anybody who will like, it's like, "Oh, yes, I'm going to lead the prayer. I'm so excited." Is there anybody like that? Right? Or if you're involved in some kind of ministry here, maybe it's the music team, or maybe it's group of lectors, or the council, or whatever it is, you know, before we start any meeting, you should have some kind of prayer, no? Is there anybody who's like, "Oh yeah, I'm going to lead this prayer. I'm so pumped up. Yeah." You know, most of the time it's like, "Okay, time for grace, time to eat. Let's just say the Lord's Prayer." You know, there's nothing wrong with the Lord's Prayer. This is the model that Jesus gave us. But I think at the same time, your homework this week is to be a little bit more expressive. Can you actually tell Jesus, what do you want? What is it that you need? And when you pray, do you actually pray, "Jesus, help me with this, help me with that"? Or is it just kind of general? Doesn't matter if it's general or specific. God knows what we want, right? And God's going to do his will, whether we like it or not. But it's up to us to ask what we want. So, for example, let's say you're at a restaurant, no? You're at a restaurant and you order some kind of meal, and then the waiter or the waitress says, "Oh yes, you like your omelet, or you like your steak, and it comes with some bread. You know, what kind of bread would you like?" What are you gonna say? Just the daily bread is fine, you know. Waiter be like, no, like you gotta tell me what you want. Like, do you want like the wheat bread? Do you want like the sourdough? Do you want like the English muffin? No, just give me your daily bread. No, you're not going to do that, right? You got to be a little bit more specific. What kind of bread do you want? And ask Jesus. And I think for many of us, I don't know, maybe, and I fall into this category too, where I'm kind of like embarrassed or kind of, I don't really like to ask. No, but we have to ask. And I have a good friend of mine, Andrew. And I really like to travel with him because he's an operator, right? He's like big time operator. So when we go to like a place and we check in at the hotel, if it's just me, I just give him the confirmation number, you know, and he's like, "Here's my reservation. Thank you very much." Da 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 da. Right? And I'm never gonna call the host or the hostess or the operator and say like, "Hey, this is bad." Unless it's like, you know, it's like smoky or there's like bed bugs or whatever, right? My friend Andrew, this is how he does it. We go into the hotel to check in, and he says, "Oh, this is such a nice place. And this is such a nice hotel. And you're such a nice person. Da, da, da. And I was wondering, do you have any room upgrades?" You know, and then usually the worker would be like, we don't just give out free upgrades, but let me check. Right? And like 90% of the time, he works it. And then I benefit from it. Right? but it kind of got me thinking, what's the worst that can happen? What's the worst that can happen? I'm sorry, there are no upgrades available today, but we can check tomorrow. I'm sorry, we don't offer sweet potato fries, just the normal fries. I'm sorry, we don't have the special on the menu. Oh, it's all right, I just thought I'd ask. There's nothing wrong. You don't lose anything by asking, do you? As long as you ask in a kind, gentle, courteous way. And actually, with Jesus, and you can disagree with me, but I think with Jesus, he actually doesn't say no. Whatever you ask Jesus, he's going to say yes, or he's going to say, hold your horses, be patient, I'll get you what you want. Or he's going to say, you know what, you want this, but it's going to be a little delayed. And with that delay, I'm going to offer you something else, right? And every delay has a blessing. And I want to share with you an example here. You know, I realize I'm starting my year 7 here at this parish. So I've shared with you many stories, so I don't want to repeat. So, you know, I got to like get a little bit more personal with my stories, you know? So I think some of you know, I joined the seminary at the age of 17, right out of high school, fresh out of high school. And kind of young, right? I'm still young, yeah. you know, when I entered, or before I entered, right? Yes, I would have like a girlfriend, like junior high, puppy love, or high school, I would have girlfriends, but nobody where I'd be like, oh, well, I think she should be my wife, or I should, you know, nothing like that, because you're too young to even think about those things, right? But anyways, I decided to enter the seminary when I was 17, and when you don't have a college degree, they don't send you to the major seminary. They send you to a college first. So they sent me to Santa Clara University. We had a great time. And towards the end of my sophomore year, I was still a seminarian. I was thinking about the priesthood. It's still a long ways out. But then I went to this party, and at this party, there were a lot of people, and my friend introduced me to this person. And this person, I'm telling you, she's a keeper. Like, she's like everything that I would ask. Like, if I had like a dream person that I would like to marry, everything there. You know, like, she was so kind. I think she was the designated driver. You know, which is, I need that. You know, she's a designated driver. She's very kind, very, you know, very smart, very knowledgeable about many things. And not only that, I've never been to, the South. Right? I'm in Florida, but that's not really the South. She's from ATL, Atlanta, you know, and she's got that Southern hospitality thing going, you know what I'm talking about? She's even got that Southern accent, very hospitable. And here's the kicker. I found out that she plays golf, and I love to play golf, right? And she was better than me. Not many people are better than me. She's better than me at golf, you know? So she challenged me and said, okay, let's play, you know? She beat me. And I was like, wow, like, this is great. Like, she might be the one, you know? And then I started praying, right? And I said, well, as much as I love you, Jesus, as much as I love the possibility of becoming a priest, I like her. I like the whole ATL thing. I like the whole Southern hospitality thing. One day I'm going to beat her in golf, you know? So I started to pray, you know, and really ask Jesus, please make sure that she is the one. I really want to be with her, have a long relationship, and who knows, if it's God's will, maybe perhaps, get married or things like that, right? So I kept praying and asking and asking. Long story short, what happened? Well, you know what happened. Not to get into the whole, you know, soap opera, telenovela here, okay? It didn't work out, right? It didn't work out. And when it didn't work out, I was devastated. I was devastated because I was like, I'm asking you for something and you don't give me what I want. What's up with that? Right? But then, fast forward, now I've been a priest for 9 years, and I realize that's a delayed response. That's a delayed blessing in disguise. Right? And who knows? I don't know. Would I be happier as a married to her, as a husband, as a father, maybe? I don't know. Right? Or did I make the right decision to be a priest? I don't know. All right? But what I do know is that I truly believe that that's a blessing in disguise. Right? And because of that, that has allowed me to be a priest and to celebrate the sacrament and to minister to all of you. So anytime you ask Jesus, right, specifically, not just give me this daily bread, but what kind of bread? What is it that you want? Right? There's nothing to lose. And Jesus never says no. It's most likely a yes, or most likely just hold on, hold your horses, I'm going to give you something better. It's a delayed blessing in disguise. So I want you to think about for your homework this week, during this summer, what is it that I desire the most? What do I truly want to ask Jesus? That's really deep down inside my heart. What is it that I desire the most? And truly be specific and ask Jesus. You know what the biggest complaint that the wives have of their husbands? What's the biggest complaint? Tell me. Too much football. Okay, yeah. The biggest complaint that the wives have of their husband usually is that they never tell me. He never tells me how he's feeling. He doesn't express himself. He just keeps it inside, locked in. Yes, he celebrates when the Niners score a touchdown. Okay, but usually when I ask him, "Hey, how's life? How's your day? How are you feeling?" Oh. Right? And I think a lot of the wives would like it if the husbands were able to express yourself, express how you're feeling, take whatever's going on here and here and take it out and to share. Same thing with Jesus. I think he would like a lot more than just give me the daily bread. Right? What is going on in your heart? What is it that you truly desire the most? And ask Jesus. For me, personally, what's going on right now, and I'm really asking Jesus, is to give me the strength and the wisdom and the perseverance to finish my studies, right? I'm doing my doctorate down at USC. I'm on my last year, so hopefully May 2020 I'll be done, right? And I'm asking, come on, help me, can I get this done, right? Get through this, you know, give me the strength, give me the perseverance. And the way I see it, if I finish, and hopefully I will, then that's a blessing. If for some reason things don't work out, if for some reason my dissertation gets denied or I drop out, whatever, of course I'll be disappointed. Of course I'll be devastated, the same way I was devastated when it didn't work out with that Southern Hospitality girl, okay? But I truly believe in the long run, it will teach me a lesson. It will be a blessing, a delayed blessing in disguise, right? But I gotta ask. Okay? So I want you to think about today, you know, as we're in the dead heat of the summer here, what do I truly desire the most? And what do I want to ask Jesus? And be specific, be concrete about it, and be persistent, but in a loving, kind, gentle way.